Friends, this is Nigeria Anderson of UrbanBuzzMag.com. I have Veronica and Angelo, the dynamic songwriters and singers and man and woman of God. Say hello.
How are you?
I'm good. So listen, I mean, the catalog is amazing. And now you're adding a new single for another project coming out. And the title of the single is The Same God. The title alone will make me shout, but tell me how you came about this single. And I tell you, it's such a good title for what we're dealing with in COVID-19.
Amen. This is one of the songs that came together so quickly. Actually, I was going through illness. Mm-hmm. I struggle with autoimmune disease. I've had it since I was a child. I got off medications about 2 years ago, and just everything just went haywire. And I was just really sick. Mm. And I remember just going through another night of just very awful symptoms. Just feeling very afraid. I remember I had been reading about David and Goliath, you know, and just a lot of different stories in the Bible of God's people, you know, overcoming. Then I just remember reading about David defeating the giant, the 9-foot giant Goliath. And when David was really just a boy, he was just a teenage boy, and just God was with him. You know, it says that the Lord was with him. You know, he didn't have any great weapons or anything like that. He just had his sling, and he defeated that giant. And I remember just laying in bed and just like, same God who delivered Daniel from the lion. Same God is with us. Same God is with me. And so that became such a reality at that very moment.
Right.
And it's like, wait a minute, the same God who was with David.
Come on.
Same God who was with Samson, the same God who was with just right. All these things just kind of came to light for me. You know, God just did that for me in that very moment. And it really, really got me through that night.
Amen.
And I remember just saying to Angela, I'm like, I really want to record this song. I still wasn't well enough, mm-hmm. you know, but I said, you know, as soon as I'm better, I want to record this song because I need to sing this song. It's helping me to have faith, and it's bringing these stories in the Bible, really making them a reality for me.
Right.
And it's like, wait a minute, this is the same God. This is the same God who did all these things. And he was with the three Hebrew boys in the furnace.
Come on now.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
It was a fourth person. You know, everyone who saw that, it looked like the Son of God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so Jesus with them, and Jesus is with us in
Amen.
Any given situation,
That's
no matter
right.
what we're going through. God
right.
is with us, and he's the same God, his same power,
right.
the same goodness, the same mercy, the same might, the same wisdom. He is the very same God who is of the Bible, who is with us right now. And so that's how that song came to be.
Amen. Angelo, when you heard that, how did you go forth with putting the music together?
Wow. I mean, really, I'm going to be straight up honest with you. This is Veronica's song. She heard the music. She heard the beat. You know, we help each other with production and songwriting. We do everything ourselves in-house.
Wow.
Everything you hear is right there in our living room. And, you know, God gave us that ability, praise God. Love to work with other people. You know, but at this time, especially with what's going on now, we can't do that.
Right, right.
But, you know, I reached out to Fred, and we talked about it. And we talked about the song with other people. And it was definitely Veronica's concept. The rhythm really came from Veronica. She's very rhythmic, very melodic. She's very prophetic, as you can tell from if anybody's listened to Angelo Veronica music.
Of
course. 1991.
Yes, sir.
92, rather, to today. 80 to 90% of the songs were written by Veronica, the lyrics.
Uh-huh.
And the melody.
I mean,
so you hear the voice of God through this woman. And I know it embarrasses her. So the reality is the truth. And you're going to tell the truth or you're not going to tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell the truth, even if it hurts.
Right.
I'm not going to take credit for somebody else's work. Veronica is a special anointed woman of God.
Yes, she is.
And I've been blessed to be married to her.
Oh.
She's a great wife. The song to me, Hebrews 13.
Angelo did an amazing job on this particular production. I mean, because we honestly, we sent it to, you know, a few people that mm-hmm. we, you know, we respect in the industry.
Uh-huh.
They were just like, I mean, John Yash, who's a mix engineer for all the gospel greats, you know, and has been for many, many years. He said, this is the best production yet. I mean, the most important thing is the song and the melody. That's always the most important thing. But you want the production to do it justice.
You know, yes. I mean, Hebrews 13:8, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Really, it's like the greatest hits of the Bible if you listen to the song.
Right.
It's like all the greatest moments of the Bible are described in this song. So if you don't know the Bible, well, there's a good chance.
Yeah.
There's a good place to start is with this song. It'll get you to the scriptures.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny too because I look at the lyrics and it's almost like a little Sunday school class.
Right.
Uh-huh.
You know,
uh-huh.
when we were in high school, if you were in Sunday school when you were little,
right?
It's just the basic stories of the Bible that were so just powerful.
Yeah.
You know, and we need to believe these stories again and really trust our God through difficult situations. I mean, because there's going to be more difficult situations to come. The trials aren't going to end, you know, for believers, but our faith can grow.
Tell us about the Higher Place Church online and how people can connect with you guys, because we all need a word in this season.
Amen. Higher Place Church is something that God put in our hearts 5 years ago. And so we've just been doing it on Facebook Live.
Mm-hmm.
And they can come to our Facebook page and join us on Sunday.
3 p.m. Central Time.
Yes. It's on our main profile.
Okay.
And they can go to the website, higherplacechurch.com, or they can go to angeloandveronica.com and get the information and, you know, connect to it.
Okay, great. And mm-hmm. I mean, there's a scripture to that. Need not a man teach you, but I will teach you. So kudos to that, mm-hmm. just to confirm that what they're saying is absolutely true. Not anything bashing against the church, but I too tell people you really have to read the Bible for yourself. You know, when I'm on WKPS radio, one of my taglines was open up your Bibles, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, so
that's right. That's say, oh well, you know, God hasn't been speaking to me. God hasn't said anything to me. Just open your Bible.
Facts.
And God will
going speak. Up to him.
That is the way God speaks to us.
Yes. Yes. Excellent. So now, Veronica, I mean, you know, we know there's a special anointing on you vocally, musically, but you've used that to, in combination to do voice coaching. And I mean, you can't have a better voice coach than Veronica. So tell people, one, how important that is. And even those who sing need to practice and have a voice coach, just like someone who gives therapy needs their own therapist. I just wanted to do that mm-hmm. analogy because I think people who can sing, they don't need to rehearse or anything, but I'm going to pass the mic back to you because you know more than me.
Well, I just want to say this, that if you look at an athlete like Tom Brady,
mm-hmm.
Tom Brady has a personal coach.
Right.
He's won 6 Super Bowls and he still has a coach.
Right.
So
right.
It's important to have, what I love about the way Veronica teaches this method, she can actually articulate it.
Yes.
Most teachers can't sing to you the technique that you need to hear,
mm-hmm.
okay? Because it is speech-level singing. It's resonance without power is the technique. And when I hear the students, they go, can you sing that for me, Veronica? And Veronica can sing it back to them so that then they can hear it.
Right.
And then they can come hearing.
We're teaching the technique that we both use and that we've used for many years because so many people say to us, how do you sing like this after all these years?
Right.
How are you able to sing the same notes? How are you able to, you know, sing your songs in the same key, you know, same keys? Well, most of them anyway. So people ask us, and I'm like, this is the technique we learned early on. We were smart enough to say, wow, you know, we need to take voice lessons because we need to be able to take care of our voices.
Absolutely.
And also, you have a certain range and that hasn't been tapped into, that the technique will help open that up, you know, and you just never know what your voice is going to be able to do when you do this technique. I've been really, really amazed at some of the students where when they first came in, some of them were hardly able to talk.
Right. Not just for singers. Preachers, it amazes me how preachers ignore their voice. You wouldn't be preaching if you didn't have a voice.
Exactly.
You can have longevity with your preaching if you studied your voice.
Mm.
Right? You know.
That's what it's given us. This technique has given us longevity, and it's enabled us to preserve our voices. So that's just one of the things that this technique will do. And I've been really amazed. I mean, you can look at the testimonies on our website of singers whose voices just were really transformed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just
mm-hmm.
a little bit of work and effort.
Right.
You know?
Right.
A little bit of focus and concentration, just like anything else that you're training for, but it yields pretty amazing results.
This is something that I know is very important about singing, and that's not only the power of the lyrics, but how you enunciate and articulate them. Can you speak on that?
When you lock into your technique, when you get this down, it takes many, many years to study. You don't just take two lessons and all of a sudden you become an expert in voice.
Right.
Now there are some that learn quicker than others.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I mean, I studied for a long time, many years. And what happens is when you get this technique into your brain and you hear it, then what happens is your pitch, the way you speak becomes clearer,
mm-hmm.
the way you sing becomes more defined.
Right.
Because you're now becoming an expert in speech and voice.
Right. Your pitch becomes better. Your voice becomes more powerful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
your range
gets better. Your range grows. I mean,
there's so many benefits. And you know what? The Bible says study to show yourself
self-approved. Teach.
No. The Bible talks about skillful musicians.
Oh, yeah.
David was skilled musician.
That's right.
You know, and that power and anointing that he had drove out evil spirits when he played the harp.
That's mm-hmm. right.
He was just playing an instrument, and it drove out a distressing spirit from King Saul. So there's great power in music and the skill mm-hmm. of a musician, not just the skill, but the anointing.
Yes.
You know, and the power of God, because obviously God was with David.
Amen. And let's talk about the special on the website that you guys have now.
Oh, yeah. People are loving this special. We're really excited to be giving away. Well, you buy one audio CD, you know, the hard copy. People who are still listening to CDs, which we're surprised how many people are still listening to CDs, which that's okay because it's really the best quality of music
exactly.
that you can get.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with any one audio CD purchase, they get My Project Made It Out Alive totally free. So with every audio CD purchase, they get Made It Out Alive free.
Wow. And that is
yeah.
one of my favorite songs, Made It Out Alive. I mean, whew,
oh.
that might be a COVID anthem for the survivors of COVID-19. Shoot, you know.
Yes, that's so true.
Well, I thank you guys for stopping by. I love y'all. Y'all know y'all family. And it's always a pleasure when key players come back and just give us an update on all the great things you guys are doing. Keep doing what you're doing. Let people know the website one more time and your social media.
The website is angeloandveronica.com, and they can find out more about the new song, The Same God,
mm-hmm.
Where they can purchase that at digital stores. Also, we have the audio CD special, as we mentioned, and the Master Your Voice, so they can get all that information at angeloandveronica.com. If they want more information about our ministry, they can go to higherplacechurch.com, and we are on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter.
Excellent. Thank you again. I love me some y'all.
Thank
and
you.
Keep putting out this great music and never, ever, ever stop.
Thank you.
Praise God.
Thank you for your ministry
yes.
and thank you for your support.
You got
of
it.
The ministry.
All right, guys. You have a wonderful day.
You too.
God
thank
bless you.
You. Thank you so much.
You are more than welcome.
Grow.
There you go.
That's a word.
Joy and peace in our believing.